Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help migraines, those persistent headaches that I believe can be helped with lymphatic system detoxification. Migraines can be debilitating and negatively impact your life. But there's hope. New science of the lymph-brain connection that can be used to reduce toxicity to help how you feel mentally and physically. I'm the author of An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance. My book was published in 2006. It explains how the lymphatic system is missed in medicine, and when we're acidic, it stops our lymphatic system, and we fill with our own cellular waste. Understanding this work, I developed Lymph Practic. It care for our lymphatic system. When we maintain our lymphatic system, we improve our health. It's dramatic. Lymphractic gets to the root cause of your health problems, the buildup of cellular waste. I understand science of the lymphatic system, the body sewage treatment plant that everyone needs to know to have a healthy and happy life. We all have a lymphatic system. Everyone does. And need to understand the importance of balancing the body's pH and improving lymph flow. When lymph flow is optimized, circulation and natural detoxification helps individuals improve how they think and feel. Most clients who come to see me are not flowing. Very rarely do I find any client who has lymph flow really working well in their body. But by the end of our first session, really within a few minutes, they feel more open, clients, when they come in to see me. They say, I just feel different already. It doesn't take a long time. Once we open up that lymphatic system, your body starts functioning much better. Haven't we all had a headache at some time? Well, a migraine is not just a bad headache. It's a severely debilitating collection of neurological symptoms that can include a severe throbbing recurring on one side of the head. In a third of migraine attacks, both sides can be affected. Attacks last between 4 and 72 hours and are often accompanied by one or more of the following disabling symptoms: auras, visual disturbances, nausea, vomiting, dizziness, extreme sensitivity to sound, light, touch, and smell. Often tingling or numbness in the extremities or face occurs. The pain is generally made worse by any type of movement, any type of physical activity. Up to one-third of people with migraines have an aura, typically a short period of visual disturbance which can occur before or during a headache. Sometimes it can occur before and be a signal that a migraine is coming on, that you need to do something, take some steps to make it not come on. Occasionally, an aura can occur with little or no headache following it. There's no rhyme or reason. In a recent research article on headaches, the lead researcher commented that headaches are due to inflammation. All headaches, he said. And you hear about inflammation all the time. But what is inflammation? You know, we hear that it's the root cause of disease, every health problem. Well, inflammation is a necessary process, but one that gets overwhelmed. Inflammation is a part of the biological response of the body's tissues to harmful stimuli, such as pathogens, damaged cells, irritants, bacteria, viruses. The function of inflammation is to eliminate the initial cause of cell injury, clear out necrotic, that's dead cells, and tissues damaged from the original insult and inflammatory process. Remember, the inflammatory process itself, sending in platelets and fibrin and cytokines, can clog an area. So besides going there to help it, it's actually overwhelming it, and it gets clogged up. So this really makes like little log jams in a river. Our cells block our circulation. And even though they're trying to go repair something, the body just gets overwhelmed. And we think of fibrin. Fibrin is like a yarn in our body. When you cut yourself, you have trauma. It just doesn't go to the wound. It gets put through the whole body in your blood system. So it can congest many places if we don't clean up our lymphatic system to clean waste. So remove some of the log jams. And we've all seen pictures of, you know, lumberjacks in the old days on a river, and there's a big log jam. They let go a few logs. They push them out of the way, and boom, the river starts flowing. Well, that same thing happens with our lymphatic system. Our lymphatic system has one little drain, on little vessel on either side of our neck that has to take the fluid from thousands of lymph vessels in our head and body. And it gets overwhelmed, like log jams in a river, or from constriction, from acid constricting it. Many things can interfere with it. So I see a lot of clients who have headaches, migraines, or pressure in a part of their body. They often say they feel congested. Do you feel congested? Most of them feel better after a few lymph practice sessions to improve circulation and natural detoxification. And really, it's a proper use of real science. Open up the lymphatic system. Pressure and migraines really are a problem of limited circulation due to the buildup of cellular waste, which is causing inflammation, and lymphatic stagnation. Remember, the lymphatic system must complete circulation, right? We just don't have arteries and veins. We have a whole other system, lymphatic system, a pressure relief system, really. So let's look at lymphedema, because we're all suffering a little bit of lymphatic stagnation. Two studies have linked fat and obesity to damaged lymph vessels. If you're having a little problem with fluid in your body, you're having a lymphatic problem. When nodes are removed due to cancer, sometimes in the, around the arm or leg, and the inguinal nodes or the underarm nodes, those limbs will swell. So we understand that when nodes are removed or the lymph system is interfered with, it's not picking up fluid, and it will swell. That same thing is happening in your brain when you're feeling pressure. Remember, the blood is always being pushed into our tissues. The arteries have pressure. They're pushing it in. Then the veins have to pick up some of that. Well, there's a whole other system that must pick up things that can't get into the veins, and we're finding out that the majority of waste in the tissues gets picked up by the lymphatic system. So, to relieve pressure in the body or head, you have to improve circulation through the lymph-brain connection. And what is the lymph-brain connection? You often hear me talk about this. In 2015, researchers found lymphatic vessels in the brain. Now, I've been working with the lymph-brain connection for 24 years because a millimeter or two where they found lymphatic vessels, there are lymphatic vessels outside in the membranes that surround the brain. So, again, now we know there's a direct lymph-brain connection that we can use to improve lymph flow out of the brain to improve cerebral spinal fluid from backing up into brain. So improving lymph flow by balancing the internal pH with an alkaline diet, magnesium supplements, systemic enzymes, daily exercise, and lymphatic drainage sections can help reduce the pressure in your head. I have no doubt I've seen this over and over again. The lymphatic system plays a large role in reducing pressure by reabsorbing cerebrospinal fluid and cellular waste from the brain. Let me tell you how I can help you here in Scottsdale, Arizona. I've developed work called Lymphractic. I really understand science that is missed in medicine. And if you can imagine, we're all filling up with cellular waste, and nobody really sees that we're toxic. And it truly is toxicity that is making us sick. It's called auto-intoxication. So whether you live in Scottsdale and you can come in for a lymphatic session to a fully closed session, I promise it will change your life from the first session. Or I do coaching. I coach people around the world. It really makes a difference. Most people don't even know they have a lymphatic system. When you're introduced to this by me and you start putting steps into your life to making this flow, your life changes. My book, An Undetected Acid, Alkaline, and Balance, I mentioned was published in 2006. Is still relevant today because the lymph system is still missed today. I'm amazed that here we are, you know, 11 years later, and, you know, the lymphatic system is no further into our knowledge, and it really needs to be. So what could you do to help your migraines? Number one, I wouldn't do an intense detoxification. It's too overwhelming to the body. You're already congested. Begin slowly because you want to avoid a detox reaction, or a Herxheimer effect is what it's called. Take small steps and begin to clean up your diet. Limit processed foods, grains, alcohol, coffee, tea, red meat. Really just clean up a little bit. more raw foods, more salads, more vegetables. Even fruit is very healthy for us. If you have diabetes, look for a low glycemic fruit. Start thinking about everyday lymphatic system detoxification. It has to be every day because we get stressed every day. We get, you know, we don't always drink enough water. We don't exercise enough. We drink acid. We eat acid foods, drink acid drinks, and we need to really clean every day. Look at the foods you're eating. Are they acid or alkaline forming in the body? And you can get an acid alkaline food chart at osipinskihealthacademy.com, and it's a link in the bottom of the home page. Do you take medications? Most people don't realize that medications deplete magnesium, adding to the need to balance pH. So if you're taking two or three medications, you really need to think about balancing. Are you drinking enough water with minerals? Many people drink reverse osmosis distilled water. It's called drinking water in bottles. That really has been so clean that it has no minerals in it. And that, when you drink it, will steal your minerals from your body. That's how it works. So we want to drink, if you're going to drink reverse osmosis with distilled water, you have to add minerals back into it. We want to take products that buffer acid in the body. Hear me talk about magnesium. I'm going to talk a little more about it in a minute. But baking soda is in a lot of products that help to balance pH in the body. One product that I especially liked is called Buffer pH. It's affordable, and it really is just a product developed by a homeopathic company that gets to the root cause is that we're acid. It makes us alkaline over a period of time. And a green drink. You know, there are combinations of green drinks. Find one that you like. They make a difference. We don't eat enough fruits and vegetables, and by having a powerful green drink, it can make a difference. Now, magnesium is one of the most successful headache remedies around. People who suffer from serious headaches like migraines often have low levels of magnesium, and several studies suggest that magnesium may reduce frequency of migraine attacks in people with low levels. Taking between 200 to 600 milligrams a day, spaced out because too much at one time will give you stomach upset, can make a big difference. I just started doing this. I've taken a lot of products all the time, and I just added about 400 milligrams of magnesium citrate, and it's made such a difference in my life. My body is much softer. Dietary sources of magnesium include beans, whole grains, seeds, nuts, and vegetables like broccoli, squash, and leafy greens. There's the why we have to eat so many vegetables. Most important are systemic enzymes. Systemic enzymes help break down cellular waste and make chemical reactions work much better in your body. Most important are daily exercise. If you're getting migraines and you're not moving your blood a lot, then we're filling with cellular waste. Every day between 500 and, 500 million cells are dying in our body because our body works on replication. So if we don't remove those cells through exercise, and it can be very light walking, breathing, getting on a bicycle, something very slow at first, and I really love yoga. I never did. I always talk bad about yoga, but I've had some problems, and I started doing yoga, and I see the benefit of stretching the body. That's what we're doing. Take Epsom salt baths. They're so recuperating. 2 cups of Epsom salt in a warm bath makes a big difference. It's a way to get magnesium in your body. Good posture. If you're slouching all the time, backing up your lymphatic system, and it's making pressure in your head. Every time you take a deep breath through your nose, you're making a big difference. Lymphatic system detoxification could be gentle. Lymphpractic work I developed, I put people through 3 to 4 weeks of lymphatic drainage sessions, and their life changes. We create a tsunami, actually a wave, through their body. And over a period of a few weeks, it cleans them. They feel better. It oxygenates their cells. It brings nutrients to their cells. This is really what we need to be doing. Activating the lymphatic system is one of the most powerful therapies out there. It's just, again, the lymphatic system is missed in medicine, so we just don't think about it often. But if you're having pressure, headaches, migraines, really, if you've been listening to my podcast, it's really every problem is the same. We're all filling with waste. It's shutting down our body. We need to remove cellular waste. Our goal is really to create balance in the body, improve the lymphatic system, and you feel better. Don't forget there's an acid alkaline food chart on my homepage on the bottom. There's a link to it. If I can help you understand how to feel and think better, please contact me. This is really simple information that everyone needs to understand, especially if you have a child who's hurting. Next show will be on how to help irritable bowel disease, something I suffered with for many years. 30 days, it was gone with lymphatic system detoxification. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.